This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Ignacio Ciampitti, professor of farming systems in the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University. Ignacio, you've had continuing research that has been taking place, quantifying some of the effects on nutrition and planting dates and overall on contrasting planting dates of planting soybeans. So give us an update on where your research stands.
Basically, we are conducting studies in multiple states. This research is looking at different planting dates, and nitrogen is one of the most relevant. We still have questions from farmers related to what is the effect of nutrition. We focus specifically on sulfur as one of the main aspects also on this study. And one of the main aspects trying to understand more about the effect on quality. Quality on soybeans seems to be very relevant. And so we conducted this study across many locations, 18 total in many different states. And one of the main aspects on sulfur was trying to see if we can improve quality. Our analysis shows that the sulfur tend to be consistent, but we are seeing less consistent responses on yield. So that's something that is relevant. Most of the sulfur was applied usually at planting. We're talking about in some situations between 5 to 15 pounds, depending on the environment. And basically, the main aspect that we are seeing in protein content. There are other analyses that we are conducting today, looking at early planting versus late planting. Late planting can become a factor in many situations, and where we are seeing as the season tend to be short, increasing the overall plant nutritional factor that is relevant, not only for increasing protein, but in that effect, also for increasing yields.
I'm sure you're looking at many differences in the dry down until you reach harvest time. It's got to be interesting to see that in the various climates as well.
Yeah, and that is one of the main questions from farmers when you look at the planting time. And I think that the question of dry down is becoming a relevant aspect to understand the first freeze events that we will have late in the fall. In many situations, we are seeing that soybeans, they tend to dry from 55% seed moisture content all the way to 13% or 14%. So we advise many farmers to be on top of the crop. In many cases, we don't tend to quantify. A few days after, 3 or 4 days after, we might be harvesting the crop with less water content in the seeds. And today, how we can improve the prediction of dry down, what are the best maturity based on planting date on feeding in the growing season. And our main goal is really to understand how we can develop a predictive tool, a decision support tool, so we can help farmers to take this decision in the near future.
And that is Ignacio Ciampitti, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.